We welcome you back to the Two Guys Named Chris show. The way this game works is, as we play the feud, we have survey questions, 100 people surveyed. You try to run the category or steal it, and you get to pick your partner here today, a family member. How often do you get to do that? Corey will do it. He's first, caller number 9. Corey, you can have either Biggie or Chris Dim as your partner today. Who you got?
Dim.
Christopher Merriweather Dim will be
Thank
your
you,
partner.
Corey.
And that means Rowdy Roddy, you will be playing with Biggie today.
First choice always.
All right. Today, we have the top 8 answers on the board as we start this. Chris Dim and Biggie are captains here
yes.
today. Biggie, you're ready?
Yep.
Chris Dim, you're ready. 100 people survey. Top 8 answers on the board. What might a wife buy 2 of at a pet store? 1 for the dog and 1 for her husband.
Biggie.
Biggie.
A bone.
Show us a bone. Number 2, bone / food. Chris Dim.
Collar.
Show us a collar. Number 3 is collar or shock collar. So you have... you have Rowdy Roddy and Biggie with a chance to either play or pass this. We'll go to you, Rowdy Roddy, and ask you if you want to play or pass. What might a wife buy 2 of at a pet store? 1 for the dog and 1 for her husband. Bone / food is number 2. Collar or shock collar is number 3. Rowdy Roddy, you want to play or pass that?
Let's play. This is right up my alley.
All right. Oh. We're playing, and we got 6 answers left here. That means Corey, you and Chris Dim can think of a steal. And we'll go to you, Rowdy Roddy. What might a wife buy 2 of at the pet store? 1 for the dog and 1 for her husband. What do you say, Rowdy Roddy?
Number 1 answer, muzzle.
Show us muzzle. Number 5 answer is muzzle.
What if he'd called a shot?
My God. Yeah. He was close to it, wasn't he?
Yeah.
He almost did. That's number 5, but it is on the board, and still you have no strikes. We go back over to Biggie.
I hate to do it. I'm going to call my shot because
yeah.
I know it.
Yeah.
It's leash.
Show us the leash. Number 1 answer. Boy, you all have just nailed these so far. Top 8 answers on the board. 4 gone, 4 left. What might a wife buy 2 of at the pet store? 1 for the dog and 1 for her husband. Leash, number 1. Number 2, bone / food. 3, collar / shock collar. And 5 is muzzle. Rowdy Roddy, there are 4 answers left. You have no strikes. What do you say?
Let's see. Probably tired of him trying to play with her, so a toy.
Show us. A toy. Number 4, toy or ball? Boy, you guys, unbelievable. Okay, leash, bone or food, collar, shot collar, toy, ball, muzzle. There's your top 5. 3 answers left, no strikes. You're in perfect position here, Biggie. What do you say?
Some cleaning products like some shampoo.
Show us some cleaning products like shampoo. That's our first strike. First strike for Biggie. And for Corey, or is it rather for Rowdy Roddy. Back over to you, Rowdy Roddy. 3 answers left. What might a wife buy 2 of at a pet store? 1 for the dog and 1 for her husband. What do you say, Rowdy Roddy?
Instead of putting them on the couch, she's going to get them a bed.
Show us the dog bed. Number 8 is dog bed or dog blanket. That's right. Wow, Chris Dim, he's got all of these, and you're taking them from him. Okay, there are only 2 answers left. Let's go through them again. There were 8. Now there are 2. What might a wife buy 2 of at a pet store? 1 for the dog and 1 for her husband. Leash, bone or food, shock collar, collar, toy or ball, muzzle, dog bed, dog blanket. 2 left, numbers 6 and 7. Biggie, what do you say?
I don't think of these as the same, so I'd say a crate or a doghouse.
Show us a crate or doghouse. Number 7 is crate / doghouse. Folks, this is really down. Now you've got all but 1 and still only 1 strike. You're in the catbird seat. Okay. Back over to Rowdy Roddy. Just 1 left. What might a wife buy 2 of at a pet store? 1 for the dog and 1 for her husband. Get this one and you're going to sweep the round, Rowdy Roddy. What do you say?
This is going to be a reach, but since he can't lift a toilet seat, some pee pads.
He's going to say some pee pads. That's a good guess.
Good answer.
I like that. That's 2 strikes now. All right, back to you, Biggie. Now, this one, we'll go through it again. 1 answer's left. What might a wife buy 2 of at a pet store? 1 for the dog, 1 for her husband. Leash, bones or food, shock collar or collar, toy or ball, muzzle, crate, doghouse, dog bed, dog blanket. 1 answer left, Biggie.
Well, this is tough.
Hmm.
I think this is going to fall under food.
Mm.
I'd say treats.
Show us treats. Not there. So, but I think you guys did a very nice job. Very well done. Chris Dem is the captain for Corey's team, and Corey can suggest one now. Here they are again. What might a wife buy two of at the pet store? One for the dog and one for her husband. Leash, boner food, shock collar, toy or ball, muzzle, crate or doghouse, dog bed, dog blanket. Only one left, Corey. What do you say?
Gosh, this is tough. I'll just say a bowl.
Bowl.
A bowl.
A bowl. All right.
That's good.
All right.
Because I had a bandana, flea spray, nail clipper. ID chip. I don't think they do that at pet stores.
Okay, right, so. Right.
So I'll go with Corey in the bowl.
All right.
Come on, bowl.
This is for the win in round one. The bowl. There. Bandana.
Oh. People put clothes on their dogs.
They do.
Bandana slash matchy-matchy clothes. Oh, man, it was right there. You said it.
But bowl's good, too. I would have thought bowl.
I know. I agree.
That yeah, make him eat it down the floor.
Yeah.
That was really good. Great round. Biggie and Rowdy Roddy have round one. They lead 1-0. It's best out of three, though, so Corey and Chris Dem have a chance to come back. Corey and Rowdy Roddy are the captains this go-round, so they'll shout their name when they know the best answer to this. Corey, are you ready to shout your name when you know the best answer?
Okay.
Rowdy Roddy, you're ready to shout your name when you know the best answer.
Got it.
All right, here we go. Top seven answers on the board. Name a place you hope the baby sitting near you does not have a loaded diaper.
Roddy.
Roddy.
At a restaurant.
Show us at a restaurant. Number two, restaurant or place having a meal. One answer beats it. Corey, do you have it?
Church.
Show us church. Number three, and that means Rowdy Roddy, you can play or pass that.
Let's stick with it. Let's play.
All right. They're playing again. So Rowdy Roddy and Biggie will go back and forth on this. Again, top seven answers are on the board. Are there five left? Name a place you hope the baby sitting near you does not have a loaded diaper. Restaurant slash having the meal, number two. Church, number three. Biggie, what do you say?
On the plane.
Just the airplane. Number one answer is airplane. Now you've knocked out the first three. Four answers left, no strikes. Back over to Rowdy Roddy. Name a place you hope the baby sitting near you does not have a loaded diaper. What do you say, Rowdy Roddy?
Doctor's office.
Show us doctor's office. Number five, doctor's office, hospital. Three left, no strikes. Biggie, name a place you hope the baby sitting near you does not have a loaded diaper.
How about the bus?
Show us the bus. Bus or train is number four. We got Chris Dem is just losing his mind over here. He's got all these written down. Now you've got the top five knocked out. Airplane, restaurant, church, bus or train, doctor's office, hospital. Two left, no strikes, Rowdy Roddy.
I can't think of anywhere else you go and sit. Roller coaster?
Show us.
Are you kidding me?
Show us the roller coaster. Not there.
I just wrote that down.
We have a strike. Roller coasters are good answers. That is a good answer. Boy, from nowhere, Rowdy Roddy's a player.
Yeah.
Okay, now, Biggie, you have a strike. Name a place you hope the baby sitting near you does not have a loaded diaper. Airplane, restaurant, church, bus or train, doctor's office, hospital. Two left, Biggie.
Movie theater.
Show us the movie theater. Number six.
That's a good answer.
One answer left. You can sweep it and win it. Rowdy Roddy, give it to us. Last one.
Sporting event.
Show us the sporting event. No, and now we have two strikes. Okay, now, all to you, Biggie. If you name this one, you win the game. If not, we have Corey and Chris Dem with a chance to steal and force a round three. Name a place you hope the baby sitting near you does not have a loaded diaper. Airplane, restaurant, church, bus or train, doctor's office, hospital, theater. Biggie.
Only thing I can think of is concert.
Show us a concert. No, not there. And we have a chance for Corey to take it and force a third round if you come up with the right answer. There's only one left. Chris Dem, what do you suggest?
I'm stuck, man. Corey, all I got left on my sheet is the DMV.
The DMV. Mm-hmm. And Corey, you have a shot at it here.
That,
I was going to say waiting room. So DMV, waiting room, some, I don't, whatever you think, Dim.
Well, waiting, I mean, you're the captain, but waiting room might be covered at doctor's office, correct?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. We'll go with DMV.
All right. For the win and forcing round three, DMV.
Hey, Corey. Wow.
You magnificent bastard.
Wow. Wow.
From the brink.
From the brink. They force a round three.
Just like yesterday.
Who knew?
Sometimes this game is like group work. Like one team does all the work and somebody just settles in at the end and goes, we get an A.
That's right. We have a 1-1 tie. DMV, clear the board.
On we go.
We have one more round here. Forced to round three. This is for all the marbles. Biggie, you and Chris Tim are captains again. This time you'll have to have your answer within 3 seconds. Biggie, you're ready.
Yep.
Chris Tim, you're ready. Top five answers on the board. Real or fictional? Name a famous Harry.
Prius. Harry Potter.
Show us Harry Potter. Number one answer. You can play or pass that. Corey, you want to play or pass? There are four answers left. Famous Harry's. You want to play or pass, Corey?
We can play.
All right. Playing. Think of an answer, playing. Biggie. Think of an answer, Rowdy Roddy, to try to steal. Top five answers on the board. Real or fictional? May famous Harry. Harry Potter's number one. What do you say, Corey?
Harry Styles.
Show us Harry Styles.
Good guess. Yep.
Number four is Harry Styles. Three answers left.
Prince Harry.
Show us Prince Harry. Number three. Two answers left. No strikes. So far, you have Harry Potter, Prince Harry, and Harry Styles. Two left. Corey.
Harry Connick Jr.
Show us Harry Connick Jr. Not there.
His time has passed.
That's right. That's right. Okay, only one strike now and two answers left. Real or fictional? Name a famous Harry. Harry Potter, Prince Harry, and Harry Styles are there. Chris Dim.
Inspector Dirty Harry Callahan.
Show us Inspector Dirty Harry Callahan.
What?
No. And there is now one answer left, or two answers left, and you have two strikes. Corey, you have to give one to stay in it, or they'll get a chance to steal. Name a famous Harry. Harry Potter, Prince Harry, and Harry Styles are gone. What do you say, Corey?
Harry Truman.
Show us Harry Truman. Yes, number five.
That was my one.
Number five is Harry Truman. Chris Dim, you must give this one to win the game or they'll get a chance to steal.
Oh,
famous Harry.
Harry, I can't. I'm totally blanking.
3 seconds.
Harry Smith.
Show
CBS
us Harry Smith. Good morning. Oh, Biggie is the captain here. All right, this is for the game. Rowdy Roddy, give Biggie a suggestion here. There's one answer left. Name a famous Harry, real or fictional. Harry Potter, Prince Harry, Harry Styles, and Harry Truman are gone. There's one left. What do you say, Rowdy Roddy?
I got two, Biggie. Harry Mason and Harry the Hendersons, I think.
Harry Mason.
Harry Mason.
The famous TV attorney.
And Harry the Hendersons. Biggie.
I can't stop writing down joke answers. The only thing I've written is Harry Peter and Harry Dix. And I don't think they're real.
Well, you got to go out on your own.
All right, I'm going on my own.
Yes.
I don't think those are either one.
Yep.
Harry Belafonte.
For the game, Harry Belafonte.
That's a good answer.
Houdini. Harry Houdini.
What players?
What great players.
Those two were great.
I'm impressed. Nicely done. Good try, Rowdy Roddy. He did a lot of work there, too. That's it.